Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Respected elders and friends, it is only Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam. We have a very, very great, honorable, illustrious Shaykh in our midst, the personality of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasi Ul Ali, one of our great elders of our country, South Africa, and in fact in the world. Hazrat is one of those special personalities concerning which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala himself mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That O people of Iman, if you want to become the close friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then sit with the sadiqeen. Allah, you have in our midst a very great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala amongst the sadiqeen. It is Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam. Allah Ta'ala has brought Hazrat here, and Hazrat has made safar from South Africa so far with this intention, how we can all purify our hearts and get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that great gift. When a person gets one drop of it, the reality of it, then a person will just want more all the time. And this is the real wealth we should be striving for. And this is why Hazrat has come here. Hazrat's effort from the time Hazrat qualified all the time in the efforts of deen, in the work of Makatib, then Tabligh and Jamaat, now which is called Tasawwuf, that is purification of the soul, and to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we should sit with this intention that, O Allah, you have granted us this great opportunity to sit in the company of one of your great walis, your great friends, so that nur that is in that heart, that recognition of yours, the greatness, the presence that is in their hearts all the time of you, O Allah, let it come into our hearts also. Let us get some sparks of that ball of fire that is in their heart, and open our hearts also that we can also get your love and become your close friends, inshallah. Sure.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that those people who bring iman and who do a'mal saliha, righteous deeds, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will create love for such people. This comes in a riwayat, hadith al-Qudsi, hadith الَّذِي يُبَيِّنُهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَيَنْسِبُهُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. That is hadith al-Qudsi, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes bayan of the hadith, and he says Allah ta'ala is saying this. So in that hadith, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, a person who does righteous deeds, and that there is nothing by which a person gains closeness to Allah Ta'ala more than the farais. By fulfilling the farais, that is the greatest means of gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Then a person follows it up with nawafil, until so much that he becomes the eyes by which Allah Ta'ala sees, the tongue by which Allah Ta'ala speaks, the hands by which Allah Ta'ala holds. Ignorant Sufis have given wrong meanings to this hadith, totally wrong meaning. The correct meaning is that now Allah Ta'ala lets him only see what is halal and jais. Allah protects him from haram. Allah controls his tongue, he doesn't speak haram now. His hands are controlled. And the other correct meaning is, Allah puts barakat in everything. Al-aynu haqqun. His eyes, what it falls on, then there is great benefit. Which Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah Ali, a great scholar, says that, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَزْرُ الْعَارِفِينَ. The arif, the awliya, their nazar. How Allah has made it? الَّذِي يَجْعَلُ كَافِرًا مُؤْمِنًا. The changes are happening into a mu'min. Wal jahilu alim, and makes a jahil into an alim. Wal fasiqu waliya, and a fasiq makes him a wali of Allah Ta'ala. That is, Allah puts that effect. Whatever he touches, we say it turns into gold. Allah Ta'ala puts that effect. And that is the reason till today we find a common trend in the whole ummah, in the whole world. Who they in their heart it comes, there is a wali of Allah, there is a buzur, then please come to our house, stay over, we beg them. Come to our shop, make dua there, because we also, it has come in our heart, that Lord barakat in them. So, and everyone can become a wali like that. And when a person reaches the stage, then Allah Ta'ala announces in the heavens and says that, I love so and so. And O Jibreel, you also love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to all the malaika, Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you people also love him. So much so that his love then is extended, that all people also it comes in their heart. Believers and even non-believers. And also so much that even animals, Allah puts his love into the hearts of the animals also. Allah makes his love widespread. So the prize we have to do, the method of gaining this, and where alhamdulillah we call Buzurgani Deen to our place, come and stay by us, stay the night over, have a meal, or have a program, or come to our shop, everyone can become a wali. And everyone can become a close friend of Allah, whom Allah gives this shan of wilayah and of muhabbat, of love, Allah gives to everyone. So for that, like for example, we finished our faraz namaz now of maghrib. Then there is a namaz after maghrib, that if we perform great merits and rewards, that the namaz which we call awwabin. Then after Isha, the whole night is the time of tahajjud. After Fajr is Ishraq. And after little time is Doha, Chash Namaz. So this is also one business of making Nawafil, of gaining the exceptional closeness to Allah Ta'ala. We know a lot of business, import, export trade, furniture trade, motor car trade, lot of businesses we know. But this business we don't know, the business of making nawafil. That is also it. And this is hal adullukum ala tijaratin. That great tijarat with Allah Ta'ala. And in this tijarat, it is that kind of a tijarat, business which Allah Ta'ala in another ayat says, inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwaluhum. Allah bought from the believers their jar also, their lives, and their wealth also. Bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah bought it, then Allah pays for it. What is the pay? Jannah. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi on this ayah writes a beautiful point that Allah Ta'ala bought your person and your wealth, which is full of faults. You also, you are nafs ammara, you're full of faults you are. Everything, in the morning you wake up, all dirt in your eyes, in your nose, you feel very bad, you have to wash up. Muslims make wudu, you feel fresh after that. Anything, you go toilet, you are dirty. But Allah bought that nafs of yours. And our wealth also, how polluted is not our wealth. Allah bought our wealth also. So Allah ne aibdar cheez khareed, thing full of faults. And in return, Allah gave you a thing that got no faults. Allah gave you Jannah. There is no toilet in Jannah. There is no getting old in Jannah. There is no blowing your nose in Jannah. Jannah, pure place. No sweat also that smells. Nothing like that. Allah bought the things of full of faults. And Allah gave you in return a thing which got no faults. So this is the business which Allah Ta'ala is making. So that business, if we make it with Allah Ta'ala, what great benefits. Like we made our farad, and it comes in the riwayat, that man salla sikta rak'atin ba'd al-maktuba. A person who made 6 rakats of namaz after the faraz of maghrib. 6 rakats. That will be called awwabin. Awwabin is another name for tawwabin. Like we speak in many languages, Bombay, Bombay. Makkah, Makkah. Like that, awwabin, tawwabin. It is the same namaz. Namaz of awwabin In other words, the namaz of the tawwabin. And it is narrated, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make a lot of tawbah. And if you make this namaz, you are counted. You come in the fairness, in the list of those who make a lot of tawbah. At-da'ibu min al-dham, kama la dhammallah. A person who makes tawbah of his guna is like a person who committed no guna. And this namaz is not only tawbah, the people who make lot of tawbah. So this is a very, very great in namaz which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala loves. And this is the tawabin namaz is 6 up to 20 rakats. After Maghrib, 6 to 20. And in this hadith that it came 6 rakats after Maghrib, Muhaddithin have written that after Maghrib namaz, the faraz must read 6 rakats. So two sunnat-e-mu'akkada which we are making, and make it with the niyat of sunnat-e-mu'akkada. But it will be counted in awami. And then two nafids, the whole ummah also makes after that two nafids. So four we are making, you just have to make another two, then it will be 6. And you'll get the sawab, you'll be counted, your name will come in those who make lot of tawbah. Those who are awwabi, who are tawwabin. Awwabin is also from Allah, the lovers, great lovers of Allah. You will be counted amongst those who love Allah very, very greatly. And you can only get Allah's love if Allah loves you. It starts from Allah. Ye qadam uchte nahi, uchhaye jaate. Main aaya nahi, laaya gaya. Muhabbat deke, tarpaya gaya. Main laak samjha hu asrar-e-muhabbat. Nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya. So that is from Allah Ta'ala, you'll be counted amongst the Allah, Allah also. So, and it comes in the riwayat, a person who makes awwabin namaz, if his sins are equal to all the foam of all the seas of the world, Allah will forgive.
Subhanallah.
If a person, how of all the world, when we go sometimes to the coast, we sit at the beach, how of foam as the waves are coming, and the whole world's foam, if you've got so much guna, this in another way to say it, like if you've got so much debts, you are owing, like all the foam of the seas of the world. Like if somebody tells you that if you just give me 2 minutes, your debts which are so much like all the foam of the seas of the world, I'll write off your debts. I'll cancel your debts. Allah Ta'ala says so. If you got so many gunas, which is like the ocean, like the foam of the oceans of the world, but you just 2 rakats namaz is 2 minutes. For us, how long does 2 rakats namaz take? 4 we are making. Another 2, you may be 6. And now all the sins of the so much, Allah will write off your hands. It also comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes awwabin namaz gets the sawab of 12 years of ibadah. For us to understand, because we got commercial minds, businessmen, we understand in business terms, if you are working for somebody, your shop closes 5 o'clock. 5 to 5, a very special customer came. And you know he's going to buy big. And he's your main, you can't refuse him. And you ask your worker, if you stay 5 minutes more today, okay, and then we can serve this customer finish, then I will give you the wages of 12 years. And just for 2-3 minutes, I'll give you the wages of 12 years. For example, a person is earning 10,000 rand a month. What you call the other currency?
Imalangi.
So 10,000. So for the year is 120,000. For 12 years is about how much?
144.
More than that. 120. Whatever it is. What the amount. And just for 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Just stay on two. So Allah says you made your faraz also. You make your 2 sunnat mu'akkada, you make 2 nafil, just make 2 more, and I'll give you wages of 12.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And every night, just for that 2 minutes, we can get 12 years wages.
Allah.
No boss in the world will tell his worker, you give me 2-3 minutes more, I'll give you 12 years wages. But yeah, Allah is that boss. That Allah Ta'ala will give it. So there is a very, very valuable namaz, awwabin. We should try and make it every night. We make our 3 faras, which we are doing, alhamdulillah. Through sunnat-e-mu'akkada, we have to read, we are doing it. Two nafils also, generally everyone reads two nafils also, just two more nafils. And then our six rakats of awwabin, ameen. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
When we made our Isha namaz finish, then our four farz of Isha, two sunnat mu'akkada. The minute we did that, our Isha is complete. Just that we know that Isha is 17 rakats, it needs explanation. For example, in that 17, witr namaz is also included. Witr is a separate namaz from farz, completely separate. It's not a namaz. Then there is sunnat ghair mu'akkada before Isha. Then there is sunnat ghair mu'akkada after Isha. Read it. By all means, read it. But the basics of Isha is four farz, two sunnat mu'akkada. And once you have read your Isha namaz, then the time of tahajjud starts already. And the time of tahajjud, this is the awwal time of tahajjud. The best time of tahajjud nowadays is about 4 o'clock, half past 4. That is the best time of tahajjud. The last two are the last sixth of the night, if you divide from Maghrib until Subah Sadiq. Till that time, the last sixth of the night, that is the best time for Sahri also, and the best time for tahajjud also. But this is the awwal one. This is, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain it very beautifully, the awwal waqt is like you are eating dal roti, simple food, fish and chips, anything, very simple food. And that time is like eating biryani. So if you want to survive on fish and chips also, you will carry on. Don't stay hungry. Make your tahajjud at night. And when the smell of biryani will come, your eyes will open and your taste, your, even you said I ate too much fish and chips, but still your hunger will open, you'll have biryani also. Or the tahajjud after Isha is like, what's this on the phone? Starter pack. Starter pack you get free starter pack. So this is free starter pack to make tahajjud after Isha. And if you keep on making it, many friends I've seen, they started with free starter pack, they went on to contracts. Then they started making tahajjud of 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Allah made it easy. So this is where this is the tahajjud namaz. And it comes in the hadith sharif in one hadith. The hadith that it stays, that hadith that it comes from after Isha, your time starts. In the hadith it comes, and Allama Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Alayh, a great jurist of Syria, Sham, he writes in his kitab using the words of the hadith, كُلُّ مَا سُلِّيَ بَعْدَ الْعِشَى فَهُوَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. That all nafil namazes you make after your Isha, Isha offers two sunnah, all of that is min al-layl, qiyam al-layl. You get the sawab of tahajjud, qiyam al-layl. Ulama fuqaha discuss that qiyam al-layl is different, tahajjud is different, all that. But basically, for our standard, you get the sawab of tahajjud namaz. And after Isha, after you make your four farz, two sunnat muakkada, you got wudu. You are in the masjid, environment of namaz. If you think I will make it at home, then before we walk out of the masjid door, today our wuzu is broken already. And today very few people got himmat to go make wuzu again. Wuzu is broken, now you got no himmat. You go home, your wife said, call so and so phone, said you must call him back. You get busy with that, everything you forget. Yeah, in the masjid, you can make your tahajjud namaz. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say it also so beautifully, if you are very weak, or very lazy, or very tired, you can even sit and make it. And then also your name will come in the list of the tahajjud guzar. On the day of Qiyamah, when announcement will be made, where are all the tahajjud guzar, they will all gather one place. If we are not in the first saf, we are not those people who used to read Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran in our tahajjud, long, two, three suparas. We were just reading, sitting and reading Wal Asr inna Atayna. We won't be in the first saf, but we will be in that jamaat. We will be right at the end, and whatever fajr is going to be on them, will be on us also. So just make, even if you are so tired, and sit and make your tahajjud will be made also. In one hadith, four great virtues have been mentioned of tahajjud namaz. The first is tahajjud namaz, da'bu salihin. It is the way of the pious, the salihin people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that Allah has got one register from the time of Adam alayhi salam to Qiyamah, the register of the Salihin. All the Salihin's name goes in there. And those who make tahajjud, their name goes in there, because it's a way of the Salihin. To get our name in the register of the Salihin, just by making two rakats namaz, what a great, mutka sawdah, what a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And we don't need our name in Guinness Book of Records. If our name comes in the list of the Salihin, what a great thing. So our name, and the other thing is, the minute your name has been recorded in the Salihin, whoever is making namaz, salat in the whole world, in the Haram of Makkah, how many people making namaz? In the Haram of Medina, in the whole world, how many people? Big, big masjids. Pakistan, Karachi, Kuala Lumpur, Indonesia, Jakarta, how many Muslims, how many people? If you are making your tahajjud, your name came in the Salihin, all those people are making dua for you.
Subhanallah.
How are they making dua for you? Because everyone in his attahiyyat, he says, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salih. Allah's salamati on us and on all ibadah salihin. By two records, you now, ibadah salihin, you are included in there. So, and Allah's salamati come on you. No more tension, no more pressure. No more all worries and all these things. Allah salam. And the whole world's Muslims, every namaz. Not only for a sunnah, nafil, all are reading. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. What a great gift. So it is da'abu salihin. Second great gift of tahajjud, hurmatun lakum inda rabbikum. You become not the VIP by Allah Ta'ala, but the VVIP. Very, very important person. Like, if anywhere, any airport, the people make arrangements for you for VIP. As you get off the aeroplane, somebody is waiting with your name written on the board. You go behind that person, they take you shortcut. You don't go the normal procedure in the airport. Some back road, inside road, they take you VIP lounge. Sit down there. What wonderful, comfortable couches, aircon, tea, coffee, ice cream, everything free of charge you can have. Give us your passport, give us your baggage tags. They go and do your immigration, you don't have to wait in the queue. You don't have to answer questions. Your baggage, they get it, they do customs. Here's your passport, it's stamped. Here's your baggage. There's the VIP car, you can go. Wallah, millions and billions of this ummah on the day of Qiyamah are going to get VIP.
Subhanallah.
So amongst them, one of them will be those who have made tahajjud.
Subhanallah.
In the hadith, the seven people, yudhilluhumullahu, فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلَّ. That on that seven people, this is on one hadith seven. Ulama have written 14 groups of people like that. On Qiyamah and the shade under the arsh of Allah, that's Allah's VIP lounge. There will be food and drink, and they will see what's happening. Majra, Hisab, Kitab, all people going in immigration, going in custom, they will see. And you are here, and the cool breeze, air condition of Allah. And all that fruit and everything will be given. The announcement will make, where are the tahajjud guzar? They will stand up. No hisab kitab. You don't go immigration. You don't go custom. You come here. You once said, yeah, under the arsh of Allah, VVIP now. And you take advantage of all. And if you want to, you can see what's happening. If you want to, go direct to Jannah. Okay? You go direct from here. For two rakats namaz, how can we deprive ourselves? The third, da'u salihin, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum, mukaffaratul li sayyi'atikum. By the barakat of tahajjud, Allah forgives your sins. All your sins. And not only that your sins are forgiven, but the fourth great virtue, manhiyatul anil ithm. It is the powerhouse that saves you from guna, sin. Many of us, we got the sin of not controlling our eyes, lustful reason. We hate ourselves. I don't know why I do this, but you get involved in it again. You don't realize, then you involved again. Anger, where we hate ourselves, how angry I get, and what I blurt out in my anger, what I talk, why must I speak like this? And on who? Your wife, your children, your workers who are earning for you, they making you rich, and you getting cross on them. Afterwards you get cross on yourself. Now you can't control. Why? Because our soul is weak. A weak person who can't even walk properly, just lying in the bed, what can he do? If somebody wants to come in, hit him, he can't even save himself. Crooks come, he can't do anything. Weak. our ruh is gone weak. So by tahajjud you get that power. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that the power that comes electricity where it's generated, strong there. Then as it supplies, it becomes weaker, weaker. Then to boost it again, they put a substation. It makes it strong again. So tahajjud is a substation. It makes you strong again. And then you have the power to save yourself from sin. So tahajjud is another great namaz, so easy. Hey, that just you make your four faras of Isha, to sunnate muakkada. And this is another thing, make your tahajjud before witr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normal habit, sunnat was to make witr the last namaz. So you make it before your witr, you get sawab of that sunnat, another 100 sharifs. Just by your sequence. Instead of making it after witr, you make it before witr. And 100 shaheed sawab. All the sawab of tahajjud plus 100 shaheed sawab. So make your two rakats, sit, even if you want to sit in a position. Stand and make it, you get more sawab. Sitting position also. After that, make your witr. And if Allah gives topic, your eyes open. And very soon you will see, if you do it here, you go on to there also. And then you make your tahajjud that time also. So there is also a great namaz. Then another great namaz after the faraiz is after Fajr. After Fajr, after about 13 minutes roughly, when the sun is just risen up nicely, then you make two rakats of Ishraq. The Tahajjud namaz is between 2 and 8 rakats. So if you want to make 2 at night, when you wake up 3 o'clock, make another 2. Make 4 at night. When you wake up at night, make another 4. 8 rakats are done. Make 2, 2. Ramzan, make 4, 4. After your Isha, for Faraz of Isha, 2 sunnat muakkada, make 2 nafil. After you finish your witr with Jama'ah, make another 2, 4 you have made. When you get up 3 o'clock for Sehri, 4 o'clock, make 4 rakats, 8 rakats of your witr, the Hajjud is done. Ishraq namaz is between 2 and 4 rakats. So after about 2, after about 12, 13 minutes after sunrise, make your Ishraq namaz. And for Ishraq, the actual thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, used to sit in his place. And make muraqabah, make zikr, make read his wazifas, his duas. Then when it's Ishraq time, he should make his Ishraq namaz. Try and do that, inshallah, that is the best. But even if you have to get up, and you go make morning fikr, you sit for mashura. Or you go home also, you have breakfast also. Even you sleep after Fajr. After that you get up, still Ishraq will be made. But the sawab will be less. It won't be the full sawab, but it will be Ishraq namaz. And you'll get the fazilat of Ishraq. The fazilat of Ishraq, it comes in the hadith, that a person who makes his Ishraq namaz, he gets the sawab of a complete hajj and umrah. And a person gets doubt in his mind. That just 2 rakats namaz, and whole hajj and umrah sawab. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a tabib, what a hakim. How he knew us that Muhammad going to doubt this. So he said, tam. And one rewired, he said 3 times, tam, tam, tam. Full sawab. Full hajj and umrah. No going to agents, no booking tickets, no visa, no hotels, no all the rush there. Very big rush and less. Not it's very hot. Nothing whatsoever. In the comfort of your home. You are making your Ishraq namaz and you're getting full hajj and umrah sawab. And even hajj and umrah you can't do every day of the year. Hajj is only once a year. Umrah you go during hajj days, you all go on the way to Mustalifa Arafah. But yeah, every day you can get the sawab of hajj and umrah. Yes, 2 each, no Ishraq namaz. Each day, there after Fajr, there is no Ishraq. You must make your Eid namaz, is the big namaz after that. And that is also, like for example, a big guest is coming. So we say all the cars also leave place for him. Only the sky is for that guest. And we leave place in the person, they come here. So Eid namaz, big namaz. So for that, no Ishraq namaz. No Nafil namaz, leave place for the big namaz. That namaz is so great. Just like Fajr sunnats, at that time, no other namaz. Because the sunnats are so great, leave place only the VIP, Fajr sunnats. Ishraq, on each day, Eid namaz is a VIP. No all other small people must come in between there. So anyway, that is a great virtue that you get full hajj and umrah sawab. Another great virtue, One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that in the war battle, he what booty of war spoils of war Mal al-Khanimat he got, he made business in it. And he made a big profit. And when a person makes profit, he gets happy. And like you come home and you tell the wife, today was very good, good business, you feel happy. Who you like, you go and tell them. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made good business, I bought, showed. I made a big profit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my sahabi's attention is going to dunya. I have to turn his needle again. And only two things we have to do. In our car, you got an accelerator, you must have brakes also. And you must have steering to steer your car in the right way. So now he saw my sahabi is steering towards dunya. So he must tell him again. Let him come back to deen again. So he told him, mustn't I show you even a bigger business than so? More profit. So he said, yes, please. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the sun rises in the morning and it shines on all the gold and silver of the dunya, and then itself, gold and silver, all the gold and silver got no value. It becomes valuable when you spend it in the path of Allah. When you deposit it in bank of Akhirah, then it becomes valuable. When you leave it in dunya, it's going to rot, it's going to finish. Nothing, no value. When you deposit it in the bank of Akhirah. More better than all that is to make two rakats of Ishraq. So if a person is poor, he can't spend in the path of Allah, have that yaqeen in your heart. I make my Ishraq namaz and I'll get the sawab. Which rich man can spend all the gold and silver of the dunya in the path of Allah? They are mashallah generous people, rich people, they spend a lot also, but who can spend them? The poorest person can get this every day. So a great, great namaz it is to make our Ishraq namaz. And the minute you are finished with your Ishraq namaz, you want to make two or four rakats. Ishraq is two or four rakats. At that time, the time of charge, duha, starts already. The best time is about 1 hour before Zawal. If Zawal time nowadays is about 12 o'clock, then before 11, around about 11, that's the best time for charge. But everyone, every day, to go and make wuzul 11 o'clock, go in the masjid or take on the musalla, not easy. They are mashallah people, especially women, that they do their housework, charge time, they come and make the charge. They carry on with their housework again. There are such people, but not for easy for everyone. So after you finish your Ishraq namaz, two or four rakats you wanted to read, is the time for charge now. So make the two or four rakats of charge is 2 to 12 rakats. So make 2 rakats or make 12 rakats, whatever that is. And all this, normally we all have made the minimum, the maximum. No, at least sometimes you go in the khanqah, you go in jamaat, you go for umrah, you got a lot of time. Then at least make awwabin 20 rakats. At least once in a lifetime make awwabin 20 rakats. Make your tahajjud 8 rakats. Make your ishraq 4 rakats. Make your charge 12 rakats. At least one time in a life make it. More often, alhamdulillah. And the person who makes his charge namaz, it is kafara of all the joints of the body. One time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there are 360 joints in the body. And everyone must give sadqah for every joint. They also found it hard. 360 sadqahs a day. If you give one ram, it's 360 ram. And to find this, all the time, whole day, you're just going to give sadqah. Or to give 360 times, you'll just be giving, or no other work, only giving sadqah, one ram. So they found it hard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Qurban Jai. What did Nabi Allah? He said that if you make 2 rakats of Chash Namaz in Doha, it is kafara for all the 360 and for all the joints of the body. Many people have got knee joints, problem, ankle joints, back pain. We tried a lot of ilaj. Mostly it doesn't work. But we didn't try ilaj nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ilaj. Try make our ishash namaz. And then inshallah, it's a kafara for all the joints. So this namaz also, we should try make 2 rakats to 12 rakats. A person who does this regularly, he's working in the business of nafil namaz. And a person who works in any company, this is the company of nafil namaz. person who works in any company, and it's a big company, reputable company, if he gets sick, they give him sick leave. The governments and dunya people give 3 weeks sick leave. But Allah also gives you, when you start working in this company, you get sick leave. That is, if you become sick, you become ill, you can't make your nawafir, Allah orders the man, parishta angels, that my banda is gone sick, but grind the same
sabbath.
And not 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, as long as you are ill. But you must first work in the company. If you're not working in the company, they're not going to give you sick leave. So start working in the company. Then, if you are working in this company, companies give treble allowance also. And they all learn from Allah Ta'ala. Everything they learn from our deen and from Allah Ta'ala, Allah also gives treble allowance. When you go on safar, Allah made first of all, Zuhar, Asr, Isha. Allah said half. But then we must hear properly, Allah didn't say maaf. Many of us, we hear manana say, we go on safar, then Zuhar, Asr, Isha is maaf. No, it's not maaf, it is half. So Allah gave that allowance, and on safar, you don't make your nawafil, you're working in the company, at home you work. Then Allah said to the farishta, my banda is on safar. But you write the same sawab. So without tahajjud, tahajjud sawab. Without ishraq, ishraq sawab. You are getting free, Allah is giving you. And then, all companies, if you are working for them, you became old now. They give you pension. Allah also gives pension. You are working, but work in the company, start working. And now you qualify for pension, you became an old man, you can't make your nawafil. You can't make your tahajjud. You are old, you are weak, you are sickly. Allah tell the Parishna, my banda whole life he was working in this company. You give the same sawab. Keep on writing his sawab, and you are getting, without making your tahajjud now, pension, you no more working, you're sitting at home, but your money is coming. And Allah doesn't give your pension half the amount, or Allah doesn't got all conditions full Allah will give. What a business Allah gave us. And then very, very important, with our nawafil, is our niyat also. In nafil namaz, you can make as many niyats as you want to. And for who you will make niyat, all will get sawab. So make niyat for, first of all, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Azwaji mutakharat, Ali Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Tabi'in, 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 great, great ulama and scholars of Islam, then our parents, then our family, our children, till the day of Qiyamah our children. Make niyat for them. Make niyat for our asatiza, our mashayikh, for those people who do ihsan on us, who got favors upon us, those who got haq on us, make them everyone's niyat. You are paying them back. They did good to you and you are rewarding them with namaz sawab. All of them will get that sawab also. And also, insha'Allah, if you make niyat of all of them, they will get all that sawab. And you will get the sawab as though they all made namaz and they passed it.
Subhanallah.
Like for example, we're sitting and eating together. I take one morsel of food, I put in his mouth, all the things he's giving us, let us give him. All will give you. You get one, you will get 5, 6 people, they all will give you. So inshallah, you will get how much sawab. All on niyat. Just make niyat is very, very important. And then in nafil, you can make niyats as many as you want to. You are making, for example, a wabin namaz. Make niyat of salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara. You are going on safar namaz. If it is mawqa of tahiyyatul masjid, of tahiyyatul wudu, that istikhara. How many? Up to 8 namazes you can make. You only made 2 rakats namaz. Allah is the giver. And Allah's generosity knows no limits. That's for us to take. Is that Allah asked also on the night 15 Shaban, Hal min mustaghfirin, Hal min mustarziqin. All Allah is asking, is there anyone? So Allah is the giver and Allah gives so much. It is for us to take. We not take it. A poet says, Arif of Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, your gifts are so much, my lap is too small. I can't get them all. So much you are giving. And this is the time to collect for that and thus send us in this dunya. Not small tijarat, this big tijarat. Tijarat of Allah Ta'ala, of Akhirah. So how many people's niyat we make, they will get the sawab, and inshaAllah, we will get the sawab as though they all made namaz and they passed it on to us.
And also, how many namazes niyat we make, we will get so much sawab. And on niyat, just one point that I learned recently, share it with our friends, or all others also can benefit. Whenever we do the shopping for our house, to buy our groceries, etc., make niyat for mihman. You'll get that sawab. And also, if you make niyat of mihman, in that food, what is for mihman, no hisab kitab. You will eat, but no hisab kitab. So whenever we buy our groceries for the house, make niyat, mihman will come, they will also eat. And I must make ikram of my mihman. You will get that sawab also. So niyat is a great thing. So these are great, great namazes. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who brought iman and do these righteous deeds. This is one of the many other amal is salih also. First we just explained about namaz, certain namazes. سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah will create love for them. Allah will love you, Allah will tell Jibreel alayhi salam. He'll tell all the malaika. Then Allah will put that love in the hearts of everyone. And then you will be surprised. Wherever you go and the friend of Allah, Ahlullah, you'll see they just take a liking for you. Allah will put that love. And a person who gets that, very, very fortunately, that person, that Ahlullah take a liking for you. And this is one way to do it, is what this Nawafil Namaz. We all will do that inshallah. So, just again summarize, after Maghrib, just add two more, make it six after the first. It won't take us long every day to do that. After Isha, offer us to Sunnat-e-Mu'akkada, read through. Those who are on contract mustn't come and start the prayer. They must remain there, 3 o'clock dungeon. They mustn't come down. But those who are on starter pack, who are not making start with starter pack, then you'll go inshallah, on to contract also. After Fajr, try, you were sitting for morning mashura, or we went home, you have cup of tea, make your 2 rakats even then, still your sawab of Ishraq will be there. And then, make after Ishraq, make 2 rakats for your charge namaz, that also will be done, and all these virtues, and make all the niyat. What great rewards. Allah give us all
the Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Oh Allah, accept whatever has been said, whatever has been heard. Oh Allah, the sitting of ours accepted. Make it a means of our hidayat and closeness to you, of our ma'rifat and muhabbat and nisbat. And oh Allah, preparing for our akhirah and doing the big, big businesses you have offered us. Let us take these business opportunities and let us understand as mu'mineen, what is the true business? Give us tawfiq of making our parais proper. And oh Allah, let us follow it up with our sunan and nawafil also. Oh Allah, let us make all our namazes proper. And give us tawfiq of our nawafil also. And oh Allah, you are so gracious, so kind, so merciful. Give us the sawabs of all this throughout our lives, Oh Allah, make it easy for us and give us proper understanding. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جي ما شاء الله. The madrasa is being built here. Particularly, we came to see the madrasa. Oh Allah, make it very easy. Oh Allah, remove any and all obstacles which are now or in the future. Oh Allah, grant the means from your treasures of faith, O Allah. Let us not have to humiliate ourselves to collect the treasures. O Allah, you make it easy for us, O Allah. And O Allah, make it a means of desire for the whole of Swaziland, for the whole of Africa and the whole world, O Allah. O Allah, our young little boys, and inshallah in future for the girls also, make this arrangement that they learn deen also, O Allah. And deen comes into our lives. We want all those who are taking an active part in this, O Allah. Make it easy for them. And O Allah, remove sleepless nights from them. Remove worries from them. Make it easy and grant the fruit of it in dunya also and in akhirah also, O Allah. Accept from all of us and forgive all of us, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.
والحمد لله. سبحان الله.